Hi there, I'm Amy Griffiths and I'm one of the journalists in Manx Radio's newsroom and you're listening to Newscast.
My name is Paul Chase, I'm a financial advisor at Financial Options.
My name is Paul Whelan, I'm a financial advisor and director at Chase Financial Services.
Well, we've seen quite a lot of property interest, so the property market on the Isle of Man has done particularly well. Certainly, I think that's based down on the fact that interest rates have been coming down. We actually had another base rate cut last week. So the base rate has steadily been coming down, despite the fact that inflation sort of remains sticky. So a lot of people buying houses on the island, quite a few people moving over to the island, which has been interesting to see. And we certainly have a lot of inquiries for next year as well. From a mortgage and property buying perspective, it's been a very busy year. And I think the investments, Paul, have actually done pretty well as well.
Yeah, we've had a bit of a bumpy few months here and there because of certain factors in the markets. But otherwise, overall, it's been a very good year for investments. And obviously, interest rates are starting to come down as well. So that has an effect on a pension point of view. We've seen a lot, as Paul's already said, people looking to come over and move their pensions over, which is something that is probably a good idea given the tax advantages of moving them over here compared to the UK at the moment, with upcoming inheritance tax going to apply to pensions from April 2027.
And is that something that you've heard people talking a lot about, that inheritance tax that's coming through from the UK?
And it's on a lot of people's minds, certainly those that are looking to move over to the island, because they've changed quite a few of the rules. So you've got the change in the non-dom rule to the statutory residency test, which means that if you do move over, you've got to be here for roughly 10 out of the last 20 years for your worldwide assets to be outside the UK. Obviously, UK assets remain in the UK. And pensions from April 2027 are going to be caught into the IHT net.
And of course, another thing that's being discussed in the UK is a sort of so-called mansion tax as such. So in terms of property, is that going to be something that could potentially bring more people to the Isle of Man, or certainly have them looking at us as an option more?
Yeah, I think so, definitely. I mean, we've seen in the press that apparently Tyson Fury, the boxer, has moved over purely on the basis of the mansion tax. That's what is reported in the press this week. So the fact is, yes, I think it will encourage more people to look to leave the UK and move elsewhere. And the Isle of Man is a perfect place for it. The property market in Jersey has not done so well recently, but the property market on the Isle of Man is buoyant. There's a lot of space to build over here. The developers are building houses. There's a good number of properties which are going to be released next year as well. So yeah, I think it is an encouraging signs, which is a bit of a negative for the UK, but it's certainly positive for us.
But what impact do you think that will have on the Isle of Man? Because obviously housing is something that has been and is still continuing to be one of the most talked about issues that we have here in terms of, is there enough of it? Is it affordable enough? Renting in particular as well, all of these kind of things. Will this movement start to impact that even more, do you think?
I think it will do. There's added pressure, but the people that are getting caught within the mansion tax are certainly buying the higher end properties, the sort of properties 2 million plus. So it doesn't affect necessarily the housing supply certainly the first time buyers and the second time buyers, which we're working with and helping in terms of mortgages. But we do know the developers are building a good number of properties. We've got there's 320 houses going up in Braddon. We've got the Key West apartments. I think there's about 109 of those, and there's another 114 or so at Ballasalla being built at the moment. So we know there's quite a lot of new builds coming on online, which is good, and that certainly will help with supply.
So then looking ahead to 2026, of course, here on the Isle of Man, it's an election year. We do have a budget coming up in February. How much of an impact do you think the looming general election is going to have on perhaps some of the policies that we might see coming through or the promises that are being made?
I think a lot of people are currently concerned about some of the topics we've been talking about there, about people moving over to the island. And I think people need to be reassured that that is in a controlled manner, and it's people that are going to add value to the economy. The housing, I think, is the key one. There is a inquiry out at the moment about the first-time buyer scheme, which we're submitting a response to. basically from the government asking, you know, is the first time buyer scheme fit and proper in its current guise? So we're responding to that. So I think it's certainly housing, certainly people moving to the island, to immigration effectively. I think those are two topics which will affect this. But also, I think one of the biggest things that the prospective candidates need to focus on is maintaining the standard of living for people that are on the island already. So things like, you know, the pension rules, making sure that people in retirement actually can access all their funds. All of these sort of things do factor in. Each individual obviously has their own priorities. But yeah, I think in general, those are the sort of main things that we'd be looking for.
And you mentioned there the changes the government's wanting to make to the first-time buyer schemes. It is currently out for consultation, as you say. But realistically, I mean, these were announced in, I think it was September at the government conference, wasn't it? But realistically, yeah. Is this something that you think the government is going to be able to see through within this current administration? Or do you think it's something that's going to end up sort of falling by the wayside as the changeover happens?
I fear it may fall by the wayside, but I think it needs to be made into a priority. And it's something certainly that we'll be calling for through the for our response, that it's pure and simple. We need to provide houses for the first-time buyers. Otherwise, they're going to look elsewhere. And it's great that we're attracting higher net worth individuals to the island, but we need a full community. We don't just need wealthy people living here. We also need the first-time buyers and the sort of entry-level people into the industries and the office jobs and the health service over here, which perhaps is at risk if we don't solve the housing problem for the first-time buyers.
And we've obviously talked a little bit about inflation and the fact that inflation has gone down in recent months as well. What do you envision the trend being for 2026 on that front, or is it a bit too soon to tell?
It's a bit too soon to tell. The impetus in the UK at the minute is to get growth into the economy, and that's really the main driver. Inflation did dip back down to 3.2. This is UK inflation in the previous month, which has certainly helped. It actually fell slightly further than people were expecting it to, which aided the base rate cut that we saw on December the 18th. Going forward, it really depends, I suppose, on the government in the UK and what other measures that they sort of bring in. Obviously, there was the long anticipated budget, which kind of in the end turned into not very much, and we'll see what the sort of knock-on effects on that. But so I think that inflation, hopefully, if it holds steady, we'll see a few more base rate cuts next year, which can only be a good thing for growth in the UK and with a knock-on effect to us.
Too early to tell with the inflation front, but obviously things remain under control. Hopefully that will continue to come down. The central bank's aiming for about 2% normally. I'm not sure we'll see that, but you know, certainly hopefully in a couple more interest rate cuts next year bring things down and help mortgage payers, that's for sure.
It was just really whether or not you wanted to talk about Christmas spending.
Oh,
and
yes.
Whatever, it's a bit late for this year, but
you're right.
Obviously for people can plan for next year.
Personally, I mean, setting a budget's a great idea, so we as a family did that this year. We had a budget and we pretty much stuck to that budget, which is good. So that's something I would suggest, looking at planning for next year or a combination of saving up over a number of months leading up to Christmas next year. Just watching the pennies basically is key.
Because it's very, very easy for it to snowball, isn't it? Before you know it, and suddenly you're going, oh my goodness, not only have I spent more than I have, but I'm now having to buy some things on credit, and you know, and it can be a really slippery slope.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And then one of the disadvantages we have on the Isle of Man is, or maybe advantages, depending on how you look at it, but we are limited in terms of the credit card options that you can actually have. So if someone has spent money on the credit card that they've got, there's not a great deal of options to be able to actually switch to a 0% or a balance transfer. So it's even more important to make sure that you manage any credit that you do have as well as you possibly can do. And obviously, from a financial planning perspective, we obviously encourage people to save as much as they can do, which then brings up questions like the Christmas clubs, which I know have been sort of in the headlines in the last couple of weeks because there's a couple that have failed. But really, just a message on that, if someone's wanting to save up for Christmas, there are other alternatives. You can, of course, use the Christmas clubs, make sure they are insurance backed and sort of FSCS sort of regulated, so linked to the financial compensation scheme in the UK. But things like premium bonds, Sort of, I recommend some of my clients, they save in premium bonds. You've also got the chance of potentially winning £1 million as well. So,
nice.
So that could also work for people. But yeah, it's just really being sensible, making a plan, and sort of really sort of thinking throughout the year. There's certainly some sale periods and things. I know I actually bought something from Mrs. Chase earlier in the year. I've just tucked it away, and I'll be, if I can remember where I put it, then it'll be great. I can present that on Christmas Day.
In hindsight, it'd be great to wait for the January sales, buy all your Christmas presents for the following year, but none of us really think about that often.
That's a top financial planning tip. Buy your presents a year ahead.
Yeah, you have to be considerably more organised than I am to do that, unfortunately, though, don't you?
Exactly.
And you'd mentioned there as well about the credit cards and the declining number that we have available to us here on the Isle of Man. And is that something that you think is potentially going to change over the next 12 months, or something that should be looked at more by politicians, really, in terms of with the upcoming election?
Yeah, I think access to financial products on the island is limited. I mean, if you look across the whole range of things, we've got six main lenders in terms of mortgages. We've got officially one credit card that you can actually get, and then another one which is more like a sort of a charge card, or two charge cards, I think they're sort of available. So we have certain limitations on that. We've only got two term assurance providers, so we have one. One of the large ones actually bought the third one, which we used to use. So if you want to buy life insurance now, basically we are limited to two main providers. So there is a slight restriction in terms of what we can offer to our clients in terms of the sort of financial planning world. And it would be great to see government maybe sort of focus and see if they can encourage some other providers here. We have worked with the government on this, and we have spoken to several providers, certainly in the life insurance field, to see if that's something possible. But the problem is with the catchment area of the Isle of Man, it doesn't seem to be as viable. We're still trying, but at the moment, as I say, we do have those restrictions.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.